piping porridge. Here's to the biscuit tot. Here's to the java flowing like lava out of the coffee pot. Here's to the eggs and bacon. Here's to the waffles unique. And here's three rousing cheers for the best meal of the week. For it's Sunday morning, breakfast time, the time all men adore.
Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patent.
And we're the food guys. Greg, we're both always trying to get more fish into our diets. It really is problematical, especially if you don't have access to the Fulton Street Fish Market or something.
In New York City.
Yeah, because there aren't a lot of fish markets anymore the way there once were. There's a few scattered around here and there throughout our listening area.
That's true.
I would guess most of the fish that people eat are trout that they caught, other game fish. I am incorporating more tuna and salmon, and in this particular case, canned tuna and canned salmon. Both of those are very good products. The classic sort of way to use canned tuna is to make a tuna salad. Mm-hmm. I make tremendous tuna salad, if I say so myself.
Well, tell me how you do it.
I absolutely load it up with all kinds of vegetables, besides onions, of course, and pickles, good dill pickles that I get from a neighbor of mine who makes the greatest dill pickles in the world, as far as I can tell. Mm-hmm. I also put in peppers. I love to put peppers in there. When you can add a pepper to something, you don't have to saute it or anything. You're chopping these peppers up, just mix them in, and you can put as much or as little as you like, but every bit that you put in is good for you. That kind of thing with a mayonnaise.
That's interesting, because I like to do a tuna salad with white beans.
Oh, yeah?
Canned Italian white beans, some diced celery, some capers, hard-cooked egg. I can drizzle a vinaigrette over everything.
Yeah, that's also extremely good. Mm-hmm. I don't use the celery, although I used to, but I love the celery in there. It's a wonderful in the summertime, particularly. Mm-hmm. It's good at any time. You serve it on toast. You can serve it just on greens in a salad. Now, one of the things I do with salmon, the memory came back to me of my mother frying these salmon patties when we were kids. They were so good that I was just thunderstruck. Why have I forgotten these things? They are really good. And I've been making them lately. And I'll tell you, one little caveat. When you're going to the store, now salmon is not terribly expensive. You can buy a rather large can of salmon for $7 or so.
It'd be nice if you could get the wild caught.
Well, it is wild caught. That's the thing about salmon. Almost all of it that's in cans is wild caught. It'll say on the label, either wild caught or if it says Alaskan salmon,
that's going to be wild
that's caught. It's wild caught. Mm-hmm. So don't worry about it. If it doesn't say those things, then you might be a little hesitant because, frankly, I don't think salmon is a very good fish when it comes to farming. So just stay away from it. So all I'm doing is I'm taking it out, I'm mixing it up, and putting in things like onions and peppers and stuff like that. Carrot is very good. Many of these things I saute ahead of time because I don't much care for the rawness of the veggies in the mixture.
Uh-huh.
So then once you've put an egg in it, beat up an egg lightly and throw that in there and some breadcrumbs, some coarse breadcrumbs.
Mm-hmm. That's the binder, the crumbs and then the egg. And then you can shape it into the patties.
Yep.
And then you've cooked them in butter or olive oil.
You know what I did? I cooked them in coconut oil.
Coconut oil. That would be fine.
And they were really tasty.
Did you dust them with flour?
I dusted them with panko breadcrumbs,
so
which were pretty fine.
Crispy
and
outside.
They also get a kind of a crispy texture.
Yeah, I remember when our kids were really young, Dorothy would very frequently make salmon patties, similar to what you're describing. For our dinner, it was incredibly easy and not expensive, and everybody loved them.
The only thing I would say is when you're sauteing them, they will use all the oil you put in. When you're turning them, all the oil will already be used.
Mm-hmm.
So you might want to sprinkle a little bit more oil as
right.
you turn them.
You can drizzle it right onto the patty itself. Put anything you want in these patties. They make a great meal.
Yeah. That's one or a couple of ways, anyway, that you can get more fish into your diet, it's very healthful for you.
Yes.
With that, come back next week for
The Food Guys.
Guys. dum 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 d